Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sound. Streaming live 24/7 at LancerRadio.org. There's a lot of pretty amazing people here at PCC doing a lot of pretty amazing things. Find out about just a few of them on the PCC Showcase right here on Lancer Radio Network, LancerRadio.org.
Good evening and welcome to The Scoop. Thank you for joining us. I'm Debbie Barrera and I'm here with my awesome co-hosts, Chris Master Giovanni, Rolando Corrado, and John Samuel. And we have a great show for you guys today. Are you a student trying to transfer? Because we're going to be talking about the topic that everyone on campus seems to want to know more about. We have some great tips from our very own transfer advisor here at PCC. And later on, we will be discussing what and what not to do when trying to transfer. So stay tuned for that. It seems that most students here at PCC want to transfer out. And now that PCC became number one in associate degrees for transfer than any other community college in the state, which is a huge milestone for PCC, now more and more students are on the road to transferring. But how do you transfer? What do you do first? How do you get information on transferring? What if you feel like you don't have time to see a counselor? Well, my co-host and I have the answers to all your questions. We spoke to our very own transfer advisor here at PCC, Tamika Alexander, who gave us some very, very important tips on transferring for students who want to know more on the topic and what steps students should take.
I think the very, very first step is for the student to be able to know what do they want to major in and where do they want to transfer to. So the very first step is for that student to determine what they want to study and have an idea, do they want to transfer to a Cal State, maybe a UC, or a private. Once those two things are determined, then they should go see a counselor who can help them map out exactly what courses they need to do so that they can transfer to the university. Number three, they should see a transfer advisor in the transfer center. They'll also help them explore. And then last but not least, they should really seek out a university representative. For example, UCLA is here at PCC every single week. Berkeley is here often. And these are individuals that actually work at the universities and the admissions offices. And oftentimes they're the individuals that's going to read our transfer students' application.
Well, you heard it, guys. If you're trying to transfer, the best place to start would be following those tips. So any of you guys trying to transfer or have seen a counselor?
I have not seen a counselor. Actually,
I don't want to transfer. I need to get my degree from broadcast journalism and go get work. But I know a lot of people that want to transfer with broadcast journalism degrees because there's a lot of places you can go: Chapman, USC, UCLA. But I don't know how to do it myself. I mean, how would I transfer? Would I be able to keep all my credits?
Well, yeah. I mean, according to Tamika Alexander, you get to keep all your credits, and I mean, you just continue on.
I'm not trying to transfer right now. I'm just trying to get the audio production certificate.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, maybe in the future I'll come back and finish the IGETSE or whatever other form, you know, to get transfer.
So I'm doing that IGETSE form, and I'm trying to get actually two AAs, one in communication arts and one in social and behavior sciences, which goes with the audio production certificates that I want to get. So it gives me something good that I've finished and completed, so it doesn't look like I'm a quitter to, you know, when you apply for a job, because they want to make sure you're there for, you know, to do your best and to finish a job. So
Right. I mean, I talked to a counselor because I'm trying to transfer. So, I mean, I kind of put it off for a while.
Yeah.
But that was only because I thought I didn't have time. And, you know, but once I did it, you know, it just, they get you on track and they tell you specifically what you need to do for the college you want to go to or university. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the best things that you can do because, I mean, if you're doing it by yourself, you're pretty much going to, like, you know, be, like, running around in the dark kind of almost because you don't know what to do, mm-hmm. you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, talking to a counselor is a smart idea. I know I did. I haven't. But it'd be good to talk to a counselor so that you can understand, make sure you're doing the correct things. So,
but yeah, you guys, a new AA in film TV has been approved. So
yeah, see, if I would have talked to a counselor beforehand, I could have maybe tried to get the AA for that. But, you know, I made my choices. And it's okay because I have 2 degrees. I'm finishing this semester. And so it'll look good. And if I want to come back and get it, I could.
Yeah.
Well, that would graduate you from being just an audiophile to an audiologist. So,
sure.
Which is what you want to be.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the direction you want to go. And it's great. But, like, on the transfer things, like, if you want to go to Chapman, mm-hmm. it's really expensive. So, like, if you had a scholarship while you were here, can you take that with you? I mean, how about financial aid? A lot of people are on financial aid when they're here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is that going to be something, a possibility? Because the universities that you transfer to, I'm not sure that everybody takes different grants and loans and, like, the direct loan, stuff like that. I mean, that's a concern for some people because some people that are here have no money.
Yeah.
We're going to be taking a short break. When we get back, we'll be talking about what and what not to do when trying to transfer, according to our very own transfer advisor, Tamika Alexander. So stick with us. We are the Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sounds, and streaming live 24/7 at www.lancerradio.org.
Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sounds, streaming live 24/7 at LancerRadio.org.
Welcome back to PCC Word, The Scoop. I am Rolando Corrado in the studio with Debbie Barrera, Chris Mastrogiovanni, and John Samuel. If you're just joining us, our topic for today is what you need to know to transfer. We've heard from our Interim Director of Outreach and Transfer Services, Tamika Alexander, with her steps to transferring out of PCC and into a university. To recap the steps that Tamika Alexander stated, the first one is to know what you want to major in and where do you want to transfer to. So if it's a university, a Cal State, or an out-of-state university. The second step is to see a counselor. Upon meeting with the counselor, you can map out your semester and have an education plan. The third step is to see a transfer advisor at the transfer center. They'll help you more on what you need to know to transfer and how to begin the process. The last step is to seek out a university representator so you can discuss with them on what they need to know from you if you're qualified to transfer to their college. So guys, how long have you guys been here at PCC?
I've been here for actually 3.5 years.
Do you plan on being here for that long?
Did I plan on it?
Yeah.
Not originally. Honestly, the thing was because I didn't see a counselor like we talked about before. I tried to do it on my own and figure out what I wanted to do. I was looking at the wrong, there's different forms.
Right,
I looked
right.
at the wrong one, basically.
Okay.
And so I did too many classes. I basically took a whole semester's worth that I didn't need.
Right.
And so I realized that, you know, like a semester or 2 semesters ago. But, you know, it's okay. I mean, life goes on. I got to classes. I got to learn some stuff.
Right. I've been here since 2010. And I started off with doing the AGATESI form, with doing all the classes that it requires. But within that process, I decided, you know, I really like working with music. And that's how I stumbled upon this radio program. And I liked it, so I stuck with it. So this will be actually the last semester. I need to get the audio production certificate. So have you guys attended any other colleges prior to PCC?
Santa Fe Community College in Gainesville, Florida. And I came here I don't even think I brought like 6 credits with me. But I mean, this was from, you gotta understand, this was from 1979.
Yeah, I don't know. That'd be interesting if you could bring the credits. That'd be kind of cool, but I don't know.
Yeah, I wanted to bring them all, but I couldn't bring them all because I think they just died of old age. So I don't know. But one of the things that I found really interesting was 3 years ago when I first, well, 4 years ago when I came here, I really wanted to be in television. I wanted to be a cameraman. And when I went into the television TVR into 107, the instructor there, whose name's Carmine Pereca, he's a great guy. And I was there for 2 days, and he told me, he says, camera isn't where you want to go. And I'm like, really? Well, he said that the thing is about cameras, people have an eye. You have an eye or you don't.
That's true. That makes sense,
I mean, it just seems like so I said, what do I do now? And he says, well, you know what? You got a great voice. And I said, you're right. I got a body built for radio. So I came to Sarah. I hooked up with Sarah Barker, the instructor for the radio program here, and from then on, it was just it was smooth sailing. Now, the thing that I did was the same thing you did. I ended up that first semester taking like all the classes I had no need of, so I didn't get started in radio until the summer.
Yeah.
So I still have a few left to go.
So, you know, you guys, when we interviewed Tamika Alexander, she also told us what you shouldn't do when going through the transfer process.
Please, please do not get information from your friends. Oftentimes, students will try to do the transfer process on their own, and they're here at PCC for 3, 4, 5 years. And oftentimes, it's because they got misinformation or they don't want to go see a counselor. We want to help students so that they're able to get in and get out. So it's just really important that students come and seek out the resources that are here in the Transfer Center. We do university tour trips, so we go to UCLA, USC. And again, you know, if a student needs help with the application, we will help them. If they need help with their essays, we will help them. Everything is available here. And one last bit of advice, there are some folks and companies who give you like resources to help you transfer and charge you like $600. We literally had a company here last Saturday. But again, all of these services are absolutely free here at PCC.
Have you guys been to the Transfer Center before?
Not before. My friends brought me over there just recently.
Right. The only time I was there was I was taking a counseling class, and they took us like on a tour, and that's the only time I've been in there.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like the first time I actually went in there is when we interviewed Tamika Alexander. So I had never been there, you know.
Right.
And it's crazy what she said, you know, that students take bad advice and end up being here for 5 years. So that's what we were just talking about. Yeah, that happened to me too.
I asked a friend and, you know.
Yeah, you're here for a really long time.
Well, it is a 2-year community college program. I mean, that's what they tell you. The thing is, you end up meeting people and you end up making friends and you end up taking classes that you like, and the instructors here are like great.
I mean, I
haven't had a bad instructor here, and I've had several. Some of them are now retired, but I mean, every instructor I've had since I've been here ended up being in some way associated with me after I got out of here. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've actually worked for one, so. You tend to want to not leave because you almost become like part of the family. It's really kind of odd.
Right.
So, I mean, do you guys find that to be true here? I mean, one of the reasons you stayed was because your friends are here and school's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think for the most part that's true. I mean, I was here when I first came here. I had friends that were here. You know, we would try to take classes together. You know, I get sidetracked with you know, all the classes. So that's what that's one factor. Fact that you stay in PCC for so long. So you guys have asked your friends for help, and you know you've been in that same situation where you've been here for like years.
Yeah, I mean, I've taken advice from other people. You know, you should take this class, you should take that class if you want to get, you know, but safe as bet. I mean, after seeing a counselor, go see a counselor, even if you're not trying to transfer, you know, and you still need, you know, kind of like somebody to lead you to the path that you want to get to. I mean,
plus it helps you decide.
It helps you, and it's not only that. Like, they give you so much information on so much more. And, you know, even if you don't want to do any of that, still go see a counselor. Like, they'll give you, like, really awesome advice on what you guys need to do.
Right, and I was always discouraged by talking to a counselor. I always got bad, you know, people told me their bad experiences, so... Like, even to date, I still haven't seen a counselor. But, you know, I know what I'm doing and what class I need to take to finish the program. So I'm golden.
Well, they do have those pamphlets that you can actually go in and, like, take a crapshoot on picking up and figuring out, well, yeah, this is what I want to do, and this is the way I want to do it, so let's go this way. But then you find out you shouldn't have taken that way or that way, but you should have taken the middle road because that's the easiest way. And you go, but you don't know. I mean, Barbara Naylor, one of the other instructors here, when she's 16A right now for me, she told me, she says, well, you didn't need to do this, and you didn't need to do this. And I'm like, but it's here. She says, but you didn't need this or this. You want to go this way.
Yeah.
But it's all broadcast journalism. But it's so, it can be confusing for somebody. So, yeah, you probably should talk to a counselor because I didn't, and like you didn't, and what we got was sidetracked. And
yeah, classes we didn't need.
No,
classes,
but
you know, not for what we wanted. But
even though you didn't need them, you got something out of them.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is the good thing.
Yeah, knowledge
so,
that
yeah,
nothing else can give you.
That we'll never, ever use anywhere that we're ever going to be because it's not our chosen field. But that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. You never know. Hey, one of these days you might be called in and be like, can you do this? I know something.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I can pull focus.
But the whole point of this is because we need to talk to counselors because time is money and time is valuable. And you'll never get that time back. You know, I mean, I got to meet friends, which is awesome. But, you know, who knows what the difference would have been if I talked to a counselor first.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, I got discouraged to go see a counselor because I got advice like, oh, the wait is really long, you know, and they don't really take the time to, like, help you out and all these other things. But when I went, I actually went on a really good day, I guess, because, like, I went, I just signed my name, and, like, I was the next one up. There was no one there, literally, and I was the next one up, and I got advice, and, like, the counselor worked with me and answered all my questions, and it didn't feel like he was cutting me off short. I mean, if you want to see a counselor, do it, and don't be discouraged. Don't take anybody else's word for it. Just go do it. I mean, like, don't take anybody else's word. Experience it on your own, you know?
Yeah.
And where is there actually a short wait here? I mean, really. There's a wait at the annex.
I got a short wait when I went to go see the counselor. But honestly, I think I went in the best time ever. I don't know how I got that lucky, but I went on a Friday, and I got it.
So maybe it's Fridays. Yeah,
Fridays.
But yeah, no, I get what you mean. Because when you're with a lot of people, there's usually not a lot of short waits. But I think the timing's good.
Well, Friday after 3, this place is pretty dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if they're still open after 3, you're probably golden. Yeah, you're probably right.
Make the time. It's worth it. It's worth it. Because or else you're going to be stuck at school for longer than you really want to. Longer than you really want to.
Well, you know, but like you said, the best advice out of anything we can give you is see a counselor. You have to see a counselor because you can't really figure it out on your own. And all you're going to do is, like, if you listen to your friends, you're just going to get misguided.
The other thing, sorry.
All right, guys, we have to start wrapping up, actually.
Ah, good.
So that's all the time we have for today, folks. I'd like to thank our Interim Director of Outreach and Transfer Services, Tamika Alexander, for providing us with all of this useful and important information on transferring. And thank you guys for joining us and listening to our transfer segment. This is Rolando in the studio with Debbie, Chris, and John. When we come back, we'll be discussing the drug use on our very own PCC campus. So stay tuned. You're listening to Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sounds, streaming live at www.lancerradio.org.